This podcast helps you understand how people responded to plague in the early modern period.
Welcome to another episode of the Young Historian Show. Today we're talking about the plague, which was sadly still hanging around in the early modern period. Now, young student, what effect did that have on people at the time?
Because outbreaks happened so frequently, around every 20 years or so, most people would have been able to remember the last outbreak, so they would constantly dread the next one. However good things were, the next epidemic could be around the corner. It made people insecure.
What do you think made people so frightened of plague?
Well, there were several reasons. The first was pretty simple, because it was a really horrible illness. The symptoms were awful: swellings, fever, headaches, vomiting, delirium, terrible pain. And most people who got it died. And it was so fast. After the first flea bite, people usually died within 5 days. It was a really horrible way to die. It was understandable that people were frightened by it. That's not just an early modern thing either. Look at how frightened people have been about Ebola or SARS or bird flu. A horrible illness with high mortality frightens people.
True, true.
Another reason was the impact. Only 1 in 5 people who caught the plague survived. Because it killed most people who caught it, it could have a devastating effect on a community. It often killed a tenth of a town's population inside a year. That meant everyone would know people who had died of it. And of course, that sort of death rate would have an effect on the town in other ways, economically, socially. It affected every part of life throughout the year. It mostly began in spring when the weather became warmer. In the summer, when rats and fleas flourished, the number of deaths shot up. In the worst cases, the death rate could be a third or more of the population.
Good. What else?
The other reason was because nobody understood it. The unknown is scary because it's hard to protect yourself. Doctors didn't know any more about plague than they had at the time of the Black Death, and the beliefs about the causes were almost the same.
How so?
They still thought the plague was a punishment from God, just as they had in the 14th century, and they still believed in miasma and focused on reducing the cause of smell. Towards the end of the 17th century, some writers started to emphasise contagion as a cause of disease, but most people still believed in miasma and acts of God as a cause of plague.
Thanks very much, young student. That takes us to the end of this episode. See you next time.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.